Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. This is our extra lippy episode, and this is the episode that's all about you guys. We take on your dilemmas, issues, stories, anything really. And of course, it's with me, Sophie Rowell.
And myself, Robin Richford. And we like to get a little bit juicy over here. This is like the best part. I love it. You send in all your dilemmas, like Soph said. And if you do want to send us any, please do. It's contact@looselipspodcast.com, or you can get us on Instagram and TikTok at the Loose Lips Podcast. Of course, if you do want to stay anonymous, that is absolutely fine. You just have to let us know.
Obviously, we read people's names out, but if people don't want us to and they want to send something really juicy, we can change your name.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. We don't have direct access to it anyway. So yeah, just say you want to keep it anonymous and we won't even know who you are if it's extra juicy. All right. So this one says, "Hi, girls. I've been with my partner for 6 months. I think he's the best. We get along really well, and I've had a series of not so good relationships. So this feels like a breath of fresh air." I'd love this. "However, I met his parents and they were all right, but it seemed as if they didn't approve of me. Nothing major, but we're a little condescending. Uh-oh. I have a brother as well, and I've noticed that my parents are a bit harsh on his partner. Do you think this is more of a thing for parents of men than parents of women? I feel like my parents are over the moon I'm dating, but scrutinize my brother's girlfriend just because there's more pressure for the woman to provide. Might be a generational thing. It might not be true for everyone. I don't know. Any thoughts, Kirsten?"
Interesting. There's a few different angles to this, because I would say, obviously, you've kind of said both parents there, but sometimes I think, especially, you know, if you're dating a guy, if a guy's got like a very close relationship with his mom, sometimes you're just not good enough for their son.
Oh, no one's good enough though, are they? Not our precious Billy. No one's good enough. Bloody hell.
And little babies that they do everything for. Exactly.
You can literally have golden boobs and you wouldn't be good enough for Billy. That is literally what it's like half the time. It's too much. Yeah. It's too much. I'm like, your son literally doesn't pick up his own boxers. Are you aware? Do you know what I mean? And you're like, what's your prospects? I'll tell you what my prospects are. Picking up his bloody boxers.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's interesting, you know, because if I don't know what I'm going to be like as a parent, but hopefully if I am one, but I can see me being a bit like, I don't know, like.
Oh God, Soph, you're kidding. You're not even born yet.
No.
I don't approve.
No, not like that. But as in, you obviously want the best for your kids.
Yeah.
You just want them to be happy, obviously. That's the main thing, because I do think that there's some instances where parents are like, you know, react a certain type of way, or like don't like their children's partner when they're really happy. Like, there's no reason for them not to. But I can see me being quite like having high standards.
But I do think that is your job as a parent as well. I do think there is an element of that, like where it's like you've got to kind of, well, the problem, right? So this is the problem you've got. When you're in it, you don't always see it for what it is. And parents are looking for an outside in a way. It's different if you're just dating or whatever it might be, like Kirsten said here, like they've been kind of like dating. But I imagine they're official if it's, you know, they've been together for 6 months and she called him her partner. So I would say like once they've made the decision that that's their boyfriend and girlfriend, I think there has to be an element of acceptance.
Yeah, I agree. I think that is such a good point, though, because I think, you know, I've had it with loads of friends and everything. And I imagine it's difficult for parents because I'm sure there's so many times in their kids' lives where they date someone and they're like, what are they doing?
I'm sure my parents had a couple of those.
Yeah, it's so difficult to say that. Like one of my boyfriends, I mean, I've hardly had any, but I don't want to give too much away. But no, my mum absolutely loved him. I mean, I could probably say like the first guy I went out with for like 3 years. I was so young. I was like 17 to 20. My parents loved him. My dad, you know, really liked him. And, you know, I was sort of safe with him and all of that. Like, it was great. But as soon as we broke up, I was like, my mother, like within a few, you know, I'm there crying my eyes out and everything. And she's like, oh, well, you know, I don't think it was going to work. Like, I don't think you're going to get married.
That's so classic, like, mom, isn't it? Tell me now. Great. Thanks for that.
Yeah, tell me now. But. And like I said, she absolutely loved him, like, you know, like another son, like they got on really well. It wasn't that, but I think it's just that. I think when you're that young as well, your parents have lived that. You know, yeah. I was like a teenager and I, you know, my you know, world was like, I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm not with this person anymore. Da-da-da. But then to them, they're like, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Like my dad never wanted me to be in a relationship he probably doesn't even want me to now. Like he wants me just to live my life. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, I do know what you mean. There is an element of that as well. But I don't like the feeling that like you're getting, like you can actually feel that they're like a bit condescending and things. That's a horrible feeling. I've definitely been there when it's like, okay, am I not good enough?
It's a lot of pressure. Like I can imagine that you've put a lot of pressure on yourself to meet them and everything and then to feel like you're getting that bit of a cold shoulder. But it's difficult because you don't want to like overcompensate and then, you know, Kristen go back in there and be like, Kristen, yeah, I thought it was Kirsten then. Kristen, go back and be like, you know, over the top, because I think that then it's like even more obvious. But also, you don't want to let it affect you too much, because if you're happy with, you know, your partner and there's nothing that, you know, should be kind of like taking away from that, then it might just take them a bit of time to, you know, warm up, or that might just be like their personalities. Not all parents are like, you know, over the top, you know, like you're super friendly with everyone. I think it depends what your own parents are like as well. Like, I think it's difficult to gauge because you know what your family are like. But if you go into a new family, it's very different. All families are so different.
I know, it's hard, isn't it? Like, my parents, I think, are quite welcoming. But I do also think there might be a little element of that, because with my brother, I do think, like, my brother's partners over the years, I do wonder if my mum's a bit more, she's so welcoming to them. But I do wonder if she is a bit more like, that's my boy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe. I don't know. I had an ex-boyfriend where I think his parents liked me, but not really at first. Like, because I was young and I was so like quite driven when I was young. And I was kind of like, you know, the work came first and what I wanted to do with my life came first and things like that. I was quite like that when I was young, probably to my own detriment. But you're young and you don't, you know, it just is what it is and you grow out.
I was the same. Yeah.
So I don't think his mum really loved that about me. And so like when I was kind of like out for dinner, I remember there was one time and they were like, yeah, but what are you actually so I was like a dancer at the time and they're like, what are you actually going to do after that dancing contract's done? And I'm like, well, I'll get another one, you know, and they're like, so what? Like, you're going to have to go back to the restaurant in between. And you're like, yeah, that's kind of like, that's just is what it is at the minute. You know, like I do get it as a parent. They're probably like, you know, they don't know me from Adam. So they're thinking like, I don't really want my son to just have to provide for this, you know, girl as she's going around dancing and coming back and whatnot, which is hilarious because I am like the complete opposite to that.
Yeah.
I guess you don't know that yet. So I think through time, they start to kind of see little elements of your personality. But my 100% top tip is stick to your guns in these situations. When it comes to parents, I think you don't be rude, of course. Your mama taught you better than that.
Yeah.
But like, you're never rude. But I actually weirdly think the more you pander to them, the worse it becomes. And actually, you're not doing anyone any favors. I actually don't think you are, because one, they don't get to see the real you. But I also think they start to lose respect for you without even realizing it.
I think it's really obvious if you go back in and you're like, right, I'm going to be like overly nice and all of this. Like, that's so fucking obvious. If someone did that to you, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think I weirdly think even if they disagree with you, even if they don't love you, I think at the very like minimum level, they should respect you. And I think the way to command that respect is to be like, I'm here. I'm your son's partner and I will be polite and I will smile and I will be here for the length of time I'm here and I will do, but you won't disrespect me. Like, that's, I think, the key to it. Because when I was younger, I think I was a bit more like trying to kind of pander and please. And I think, I mean, I've been really quite lucky actually with my in-laws as a general rule. Like I've never really had anyone, well, they've not told me they hated me. Or they've certainly not made me feel that way. Do you know what I mean?
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I think always the first time you meet, that pressure, you're like, oh my God, do they like me and stuff. But like, I even get messages from exes. I've got to be careful what I say now, but like parents, mums of recent. Like, I don't think there's ever been any real, you know, beef with any.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've definitely had, though, like a couple of my boyfriend's mums, I think, have respected me, but they've not necessarily agreed with me. And that's all right. They don't need to.
Yeah.
And there is also a saying as well, isn't it? Like, you pick someone like your mother or you pick someone like your dad. And so in a way, I think, you know, the cliche of like the partner always clashing with the mother-in-law might be for that reason, because yous are probably quite similar and they probably see elements of themselves in you. And I know everyone's screaming, I'm nothing like her. I am nothing like her.
What's funny is that I was basically made out to have, like, people still say to me now, like, a lot, I meet guys that have like daughters or like, and they'll say about my dad when he was on TV and his standards and stuff about, like, you know, my husband and stuff like that. It was very, very, what you call it, made bigger than,
exaggerated. Yeah.
Exaggerated, thank you. You know, all he wanted was someone to, you know, care about me and, you know, have a bit of a solid foundation if, you know, to be able to, if we had a family and stuff like that. But it was very much made about, like, you know, money and things like that, which is not the case at all. But it is funny because, like, I had that whole thing play out on television. I had so many people message me, and especially girls, and they were like, my dad is the
same. Like, yeah.
You know, the exact same. But if you met my dad, he's so chill. Like, it's ridiculous. But I think it's just, he just doesn't take any bullshit. Like, he's like, you know, are you a straight up person? Are you an honest man? You know, like, do you, that kind of thing. Like, that's all he really cares about.
There's nothing wrong with that, though. I do think a little bit, and I know I'm talking about us as a generation, which is maybe not ideal, but I do think that, like, there are some things we could learn from the generation above, in the sense of, like, I think they just didn't mince their words all that much. And I do think there is a bit of an element, don't get me wrong, there's lots that they could definitely do better, but right, can't we all? That's the whole point of evolution. But I just think, like, there is certain things where I'm like, actually, I don't agree with what you're saying, but the fact that you agree with it with your whole chest and you're willing to just say it, I respect it, because I'm like, fine. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's okay for me not to agree with you, but also to go, fair enough. And I do think that that's what I think is key when it comes to kind of like boyfriends, parents and things like that, is like, you can absolutely, I mean, don't disagree just to be contradictory for the sake of it, but I just mean, like, yeah, that you can say things. I know I definitely, I still do it now. I've been with my partner for like 6 years, and like, we're just there for Christmas there. And I just know sometimes as mom and dad look at me like, this girl is actually mental. Like, I think, honestly, they think, when I first got there, I think they thought I was just lived in like La La Land. Like, I think they, because they're quite realistic, the country livers, like, you know, they're quite, I think they've really got the head screwed on, you know, they're really like realists, they're that kind of vibe. And I'm a bit like, a bit more fairy and a bit more head in the clouds and a bit more like, I can do that too. You know, I've kind of got that kind of nature. So I do think, I mean, I say stuff at Christmas, like, even silly things, like we're going to Cheshire Oaks at Christmas because I was like, oh, I want to go and do some shopping at the designer outlets. His dad's like, what a waste of a life, you know? Like, he's just like, he's like, why would you want to go and spend money? It's Christmas and da, da, da. You know, and but now, like, we just have such a good relationship and I genuinely love them so, so much because of that, because we are different and it's like, it's okay, do you know what I mean? But at the beginning, I was a bit more like, oh gosh, like I want them to really like me and maybe I should pretend to be someone I'm not. And they're like, it doesn't last anyway, so why bother?
No, and if you are with, you know, with that person for a really long time, you know, or forever or whatever, they're obviously going to see like your true personality. So I think, Kristen, like sometimes if it's more difficult at the beginning as well, like it is just building up a level of kind of like trust and respect and things like that. And at least it's based on reality and not like a version of yourself that's not true. If anything, that could mean that you end up in the future being closer because you know you're not putting out anything that's not yourself, and that's important. But I agree with you, Robin. I think that, you know, especially when you're older, because I think that especially at our age, like these relationships have the potential to last forever. So it's, you know, it's not something to take lightly.
You're not like 17, are you, and you're just going out because you fancy each other. Like, it's so much deeper than that, even if it's not a really long relationship. But I would say 6 months at our age, you know, is significant, weirdly, rather than the other way around. I feel like people used to be like, as you got older, the longer the relationship, the more significant. But I actually think the older you get, the more you know what you want. So if you're sticking around after 6 months, I think it's pretty solid.
I completely agree. I've always said this. I've probably said it on the pod a few times. But like, I do think that like, whoever I find next hopefully is like, you know, the person or whatever, and I just feel like it would probably end up going quite quick because why would it not?
Because you know what you want, and you know you definitely know what you don't want, because you just go, I don't have time. I actually do not have the time. Have you seen my body clock? It's not there. You do have that in the back of your mind, even if you're not wanting kids or anything like that. You're at that point where you're like, I'm ready to, like, you know, be with the person that I want to be with. Most people are anyway. It's definitely a massive generalization. But as a general rule, I think a lot of people at this point are like, there's no point in dating you if I don't see a future.
I was going to say, if I meet any boys' parents this year, I'll let you all know how it goes.
Oh my gosh. Wow, Soph. 2024, it could actually, it could be the year. Just make sure you don't go Cheshire Oaks, right?
What a silly thing to do, Robin.
What a silly thing to do, Robin. I was like, I'll have two coach bags. Thank you very much. Literally brought them home as well. And he was like, why have you got two? I was like, he's got a point, but it's not a point I want to listen to.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like you've got a good relationship with them. And Kristen, keep at it. Don't be something you're not, and I think you'll be absolutely fine. And I mean, if they're actually being rude, though, you did mention condescending, but obviously there's probably a word to be had with your partner. That's probably the best person to speak to. But it's your relationship, like you said, Robin, like it's you guys, like you shouldn't sort of take too much on board from other people. Like, as long as you're okay and you're both happy, then that's the main thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd set healthy boundaries with a smile is how I would do it.
Love that.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Extra Lippy. As always, get all your dilemmas in. Let's dissect them together and muddle on through as we go through 2024 together. Make sure you drop us an email. It's contact@looselipspodcast.com. Or, of course, you can always get us on the socials at The Loose Lips Podcast.
You certainly can. And you can send them to our personal accounts if you want to, which is at Robin Richford with a Y or at Sophie HR Brown. And we love to hear from you guys. So please keep sending them in.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on Tuesday for our full episode. But until then, have a good weekend.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.